Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Pershore Poisoners by Kerry Toombs, narrated by Andrew Cullum. Prologue. Pimlico, London, 1870. You know that I am perfectly innocent of this crime. Why must you continue with these infernal questions? The policeman remained silent. I keep telling you I am not responsible for the death of my poor wife. Why don't you believe me? Pleaded the young man, looking across the table at the uniformed officer.
If you would just answer some more of her questions, Captain Quinton, we would be obliged.
Confound you, Inspector, sighed the man, leaning back in the chair and staring up at the grey ceiling of the small, uninviting room.
How long were you and your wife married, sir?
Asked the policeman, mopping his sweating brow with a large brown handkerchief, and coughing as he did so. I've told you 3 times already. My wife and I had only been married for 3 months.
Make a note of the good captain's answers, Constable,
instructed the questioner, addressing the young man standing by the door.
We may need to produce them in evidence.
Yes, sir.
Now then, when did you and your wife move to Pimlico?
Shortly after we were married.
When did your wife first become unwell?
About 3 weeks ago. She complained of severe pains in her stomach. She was also violently sick in the night.
And what did you do, sir?
Asked the inspector, leaning forwards and coughing noisily into his handkerchief. I called for Dr. Cranford. He came and attended my wife. His conclusion was that she must have eaten something which had disagreed with her.
And what happened next, sir?
Well, he prescribed some medicine for my wife, Charlotte, and advised her to remain in bed for a few days until she recovered.
And did your wife make a recovery, sir?
She appeared to rally after 2 or 3 days, but then the illness returned with the same symptoms. I again called for Dr. Cranford. He treated her and said that we were to feed her on a light gruel until she recovered.
But your wife did not recover, did she, sir?
Said the policeman, before sneezing twice into the handkerchief. No. She seemed to fall into a decline. She was unable to keep down any food for more than a few minutes. I was desperate, Inspector Roberts, and I could not understand it. Believe me when I tell you that I would have done anything to save her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?